Kumlena Black, the murder of Rabtaf Ayn Alf, Amar Alf, and the Mishnah. Gonav Mishel Aviv, he stole money from his father. The Ochab Bishus Aviv, but ate it at home, and he's always scared his father will catch him. He won't become a Ben Sarah murderer because he cannot do this every day. He's scared he'll get caught. Mishel Achelim, he stole from other people, which is much harder, because how often does he have a chance to steal from other people? The Ochab Bishus Aviv, ate in other people's places, he's not so scared. Also, he's not a Ben Sarah murderer because he cannot do this every day. Mishel Achelim, Ochab Bishus Aviv, stole from other people, which is hard, and he ate in his father's house, which is also hard. Ain't a nasa ben sarah mara. Ad until she yigne mishal avi, he steals from his father. The yoichel b'shus achedim, which is easy, and the yoichel b'shus achedim, he eats in other people's houses, which is again he won't get screamed at. That's the only way you become a ben sarah mara. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Eimel ad she yigne mishal avi mishal imah, he steals from not only from his father but also from his mother. We're up to the Gemara of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says. Gonav says the Gemara. Gonav Mishal Aviv the Ochab Bishus Aviv. What's the reason if he steals from his father's purse and he eats at his father's? Yeah. So about a kid, 13 years old, consistently. What about stealing and he buys food with it? Only if he steals and he buys food with it to eat every day. So, Gonav Mishal Aviv, Ochel Bishus Aviv, he stole from his father and he eats by his father's house. Afagav the Shchiach Lei, even though it's easy for him to steal money, but boy, is he scared to eat there, so it's not going to happen every day. The problem is, Mishal Achelim, he steals from other people, Ochel Bishus Achelim, which is, and he eats in other people's houses, so he's not so scared. The problem is, he doesn't have a chance to steal every day money from other people. So again, he does not become a Ben Seremur. Not scared. The shechita is not common. The cholshkeim mishalachedim. If he steals from others, which is not common, but ochel b'shus av eats it at home and he can get caught and he's in trouble, he won't do this every day. The shechita is not commonly. Ubayis and is scared. Achi yignev. When does he become a ben tzeremor? If he steals mishalav from his father, the yoich. So therefore, that he has a chance to steal from his parents every day. The yoichel b'shus achedim, and he. And he eats from other people's shchichle, and it's common. The loyd boy is not scared. Rabbi Yisrael Behuda said, "You're not a ganef until you steal from your father and your mother." Achigushal of umishlima, even on her wife's mother. Masha konsi kana by. First of all, where does she have anything? Anything that belongs to the wife legally belongs to the husband unless she works. Amar Rabbi Chanina misuuda hamuchenes la'aviv lima. Doesn't mean from her money. It means from the money set aside to buy food for the parents. Amar Abchana ba'amolda. Amar Abuna ein dechayv achiyikne until you buy basa bezoil meat. That is very cheap. The yechel yain bezel, the yechel eat it. Or yain bezel, the yishter wine that's cheap and drink it. Not from the food that's already set aside for your parents. Not from the food itself, but from the money set aside for the meal. Or you buy say, how did the wife get money? Somebody else gave the wife a present. And when he gave her the present, he said, "B'shas ma'isa, amanas she'ein lebay l'chush behen." The condition your husband has no rights over them. Says the Mishnah, Haya Aviv Reitzer, the father wanted to bring his son to court and have him killed. The Imayena Reitzer, the mother refused, or the other way around. Aviv Ayena Reitzer, the father doesn't want to, the mother doesn't want to. Ayena Nasa Ben Seir Moida, he will not be conferred the title of Ben Seir Moida. Achyishneyem Reitzer, both parents have to be willing to that he should be brought to court. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Im Loi Hoysa Imay Ru'uya L'Aviv, if the mother was not suitable for the father, but soon see what it means, not suitable. It doesn't mean somebody that they live in sin, because the fact is still his mother, still his father. We'll soon see what it means. That's suitable. It means that they have to be look the same, that they sound the same height, same weight. Ain't a nasir and look the same. Ain't nasir mesayda moida. Does not become a ben sayda moida. Says the Gemara, my ain't a ruya. What do you mean not suitable? Ilay mechayyavi krisis, they're living in sin and they're doing a sin. Vechayyavi misses bezin, let's say, or the chayiv, even capital punishment for the living together. Saif saif, avu avu ninu. At the end of the day, the father is his father, v'imei ninu, and the mother is his mother. They have to be identical. They have to sound the same. They have to look exactly the same, the father and mother. And the height has to be the same. Now, what are the chances of that happening? Nigh impossible. If they didn't look, sound the same, modern appearance, look the same, came in height, and that's the Messiah murder. My time, why not? Just listen to our voice. It means one voice, sounds exactly the same. Midakoil bin and shavin.
Yeah. Didn't you have a matzav boy lamazog, and the father has a voice and the mother is a chareshes, she can't speak?
Oh, we're supposed to say chareshes?
So they only have one voice.
So definitely no submissive mother. We're supposed to say amen. Oy, but kaleinu a voice. And Rashi says, how do you know that kaleinu means that it should be like a single voice? Because it doesn't say with a yud, kaleinu, which is plural. It says kaleinu loshen yochid, our voice. Sound like one voice. We both speak in the same voice. It says the voice is the same. Look the same. Come on, Ozla Tanya, who does it go the following? Ben Seder Meider Lohoy Los Elias. It never was and never will be a Ben Seder Meider. The Yishalmi elaborates that all the conditions of Ben Seder Meider are impossible, besides the fact that the parents themselves have to bring the child to court twice, and they know the second time he's going to be killed. How many parents would do that? So why is the Torah right all about Ben Seder Meider? The Roish V'Kabbos Char. Because he wants you to learn and get schar for learning. Keman ke Rabbi Yehuda. That follows Rabbi Yehuda that says it's impossible because to have the same voice, to look the same, a father and mother look the same is impossible. Eboy, same with Rabbi Shimini, or perhaps it could even be Rabbi Shimon. Tanya Rabbi Shimon, Vichim Ibn Asia, Ochaz at Tatima Bosser, because he ate a certain amount of meat. Vishosa Chatzilun Yayin Otalki, he drank a half a leg of Italian wine. Ovi the Imoy Mitzi, and Isa the Sakhla, you think his parents would go take him out to stone him? Eloy, Hoya Velas Elias, it never happened, never will be. Learn some more Titus, you'll get more reward, which is what we're doing right now. Because it's a Eibush Chachma. Whether it's going to happen or not doesn't make a difference. I'm going to be innocent. I need to see.
From these dinim, you learn out other teachings. It teaches you certain behaviors in life and so on, you know?
Yeah. So you want to Omar Rabbi Edison, Anira Isiv, I saw a caver from Ben Sodom, or you said it ever happened. I saw my own eyes. The Yashafti al Kivrin, I sat in this cave and the radio, Rabbi Kivega on the side of it, and others talk about how can you sit in somebody's caver? You know, I'll sit in somebody's caver. So most of us learn al Kivrin means next to the caver. So then, similar to Ben Sarimor, we have another few parshas in the Torah which never happened. Who follows Hadatani? We learned Eden Adachas, the idea that an entire city worshipped an Avodah Zarah, Lo Hayisav, Lo Asilias, never happened, it will happen. Why can't it be? Why couldn't that happen? It couldn't be an entire city went off the derech and went astray. I'll tell you why. The Lama Nichta, before we tell you that, so why would the Torah write about a Drosh V'Kabbos Chah? Come on, Rabbi Lezer, the famous Rabbi Lezer, that everybody bring and brought a few times. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Eliezer and Blazer says, "Kol id sheyesh bo afil mezuzah achas. Any city that even has one mezuzah, ain nasi yedachas, cannot be turned into yedachas. And which city wouldn't have at least one mezuzah? Now, why is it? And this is never been spoken about. The mezuzah protects you inside miruchlis and megashmis. How do we know? I mean, what? Why not? So one mezuzah, why should protect the city in yedachas? Because what do you have to do in yedachas? You got to burn all the contents, but you're not allowed to burn the Eibush's name." My time on Makrov, that's called Shlola Tikvat Erechava, an entire booty you should bring to the middle of the city, Visaraf Tavash, you should burn in the fire. Vikivadika Mezuzah, Layevshad, the Kanzach, if it says, Loisasin Kain Lashem Lekechem, don't do this, don't burn. Destroy the Avodah Zarah, but don't do that today. Oh, so Sfarim, for sure you're not allowed to. Even a bit, because every Yiddish house has a mezuzah. The Mefarshim already asked, and I can't remember the answer. Why don't you say Esa Doicha Loisasa? The Esa of burning it. I say, of burning. The middle should be Doicha the Loisasa, or they should Loisasa Kain. Others say, because Avodah Zarah, I remember. Avodah Zarah is such a harsh Avodah that we don't say Esa Doicha Loisasa when it comes to Avodah Zarah. A third din that never happened. Amar Rabbi Enison. I need to see I saw Vyashafti Al Tila, and I sat actually. What are you talking about? You said in the Yadachas. I sat on the pile of rubble. The mound of rubble. You know, it all got burnt. The following didn't also, there's an argument whether it happened. Base of Nugav, the house itself had leprosy. Lahoyu Los Elias. It wasn't, the whole thing was a mess. Come on, can I have a lot of Rabshim? The time you learn, Rabshim, 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 really ain't Habayis Tame. Really, a house is not Tamei Achayid. It's not enough to see a little bit of a leprosy there. Kishte Grisin, a sizable amount. Ashte Avani on two separate stones, Bishnei Solim on two different walls, but Ked and Zavis on the corner. Orchai Kishne Grisin, Verachai Gris. The length is like two Grisin, but the width is like one Gris. My time, the Rabbi Lazar of Shem, what's the Rabbi Shem is logic? Ksiv, it says Kir. It says the word Kir. Ksiv, Kir, Rais. It says Kir. The Pasuk says. It says the pasuk, you will see the leprosy, and the leprosy is bekir roisabayis, two corners of the house. This is Echor Shem Shtayim. Because the end it says, Mareim Shafu Min Hakir. So they're talking about one kir, and then you mentioned two kirs. Which wall is like two walls? How can we have one wall and then two walls? How the a corner? Corner is like two walls because you can see in both walls, and that's nigh impossible. Tanya Yom Rabbi Lezer of Tzadik Mokem Hayi B'Tchoyim Aza. There was a place by a koyin. He said, "Call it Churbus Sigirta." This is the house of the leprosy. So there was such a thing. I went to a little bit easy. Mokem Shemitzainus. I saw a place where they designated it that nobody, no koyin, should go over there. Why? Because a stone that's from Sras also is Matami Koyin, but Omru Avonim Menugoyis Pinu Lisham. Stones with leprosy, they cleared and brought it there. So two people who said that they saw this thing happen.
Shows you they didn't travel much. He says, "Pam achas alachti." He comes from Akai.
Yeah.
How far is Akai from the Galil Sachar?
Yeah.
Not a huge distance.
Mishnah Yech Mem Gidin from the parents was an amputee, Oy Chiger or limping, Oy Elaim. One of the parents is missing a hand, or he's limping. Elam, he's mute, couldn't speak. But you're asked a question, one couldn't speak, speaking one voice. No, you find out it's no good. Oh, you're blind, or you're chedesh, or deaf. And you're not a Ben Sayyid Maidah, I'm becoming Ben Sayyid Maidah. Shnayim sefer tofsa by avivim, they should grab a hold of him. Like give him now, they're missing their hand. They should drag him outside. They cannot walk themselves. They're limping. They said, but not if they're mute, they have to talk to the bezin. But this is our son. Assuming blind, they can't point. Now listen, those are the charoshim, not the deaf. Why do you have to? What's wrong with the deaf? They can see 2 seconds later. He's still stealing the money. They see he's not behaving. So Rashi explains, because maybe at the time they heard the voice, but 10 minutes later he saw the money. He couldn't overcome his desire for the money. Kleptomaniac. The Kharosh means that they had to say, right, as soon as the parents said, "Don't do this," they had to tell him, they had to tell the mother straight away, "I'm not listening to you," or to the father. They warned in front of 3 people, not because warning these 3 people. And first of all, it's not a real hasra here, because hasra has to be only in front of 2, not 3. And second of all, this hasra suffix. Do you know at the time you're telling him what's going, how he's going to behave later or not? And it's not even aveda right now what he's doing. He's under bar mitzvah, whatever. He's not really doing an aveda. We're telling him off because we learn that from a pasuk. V'yisro oisai, this is a bezin. Masik v'shloisha malka, and they give him malka. The bezin gives him malka the first time around, so he gets a warning. Chaza v'kilkli maintains this particular bad behavior. The nodden be'ez v'shloisha they bring him from a bezin 23. The niskalat yisham shloisha rishonim. The first 3 members of the first bezin have to be there as well. Shemar says, "Boneinu zeh shalakim b'fneichem." This is the one that saw the malka the first time.
Just a kolistic question. I know the answer is dresh v'kabel schar, and I know the answer is zeh zakosu, but is it nish b'megdalach? Bichlal, we say ki lo yichof etz Hashem b'moisa moiski mushuva medarki v'choyo. The Ebishter wants you to do tshuva, and we give a Russia opportunity.
The Mishnah later. The Mishnah later.
And here we're going to kill him.
That's right.
Something. He didn't even do it yet.
The Mishnah later.
Hashem osid.
Yeah, the Mishnah later. And one of the things Rashami says why this has never happened is because it says, and there's no logic to it, because it says only by a ben, not a bas. And the chayda daughter is much worse because she can sell her body, and continue doing avedas her whole life. It's much easier for her to do wrong and then. All other things.
Does that hurt others? We're worried about him with listus.
No, we're not. We're worried about anything. We're hurting other people. He's, of course, it's others. Who are you talking about it to? But the Gemara says, you're right, but ben v'loy baset. It's gzeis hakosef. Even at the top of the page, it says that she's worse than a guy. She can do a lot more damage. Says the Gemara, Shammai, we learn from here, bein kro k'dechsiv. We learn from here, and we already had this a few times before, that we follow a pasuk exactly the way it's written. But we take the psukim literally. We had it before. So, because we were following him, remember every day. Okay, think about it. Not right. Shiny Hachi is different. The Kulik Kroy Yisaidu, the entire part is extra. Obviously, to tell you these dinim. Well, Masrin Bifnei Shloisha Lomeli. Why do you need 3 bedayonim? Bitrei Sagi always hasras. 2 people. Amar Abay Hachikomer. Masrin Boy Bifnei Shloisha. Of course, 2 people hear that hasras. But Malkin Noitzer Bifnei Shloisha. But last is 1 3. Malkin Bifnei Shloisha. Where do you get Malkus from? Says the Gemara. Kerabavu like Avoravu. Lamadnu. We learn now. It says the Pasi. It'll bring him there. The Yasser Oisai. And they will punish him. And over there, it's talking about Malkus. They're talking about Moshe Shemra. They bring him there to the city and they give him Yasru, which is Malkus. So we learn from the Yasru, we learn the word, it says the Yisru, by Ben Sayyid Maida. And we learn from the Yasru, by Moshe Shemra. Over there is Malkus here also. And Umiben, and we learn out. And also we learn that Ben from Bin. They're from notes Malkus. We learn from both from each other. Chazav Kilkun 23. You said because it's Ben Zet to teach you that the first three Dayanim have to be members of the Bezin of 23 before they kill him, and you learn from Zeh. Before you were Zeh, they shouldn't be blind. They're blind. This is our son. That's the same thing. Mao Beneinu Zeh. Shema Menatar. To learn two things. What happens if Barach, this kid, ran away? As they tried to arrest him, he ran away. Before they had a chance to, and we don't do din teres in absentia. We need the person, the defendant there, and he ran away before they issued a final sentence. Remember, the whole window was 3 months. By the time they caught him again, they rearrested him. He's already over 13 years and 3 months. And if he would have done the veda right then and there, he would not get punished. Potter, he took his potter, because right now he's no longer guilty of crime. But Imishin Nigmadina Baruch, once they handed down the sentence, he ran away. Even though they caught him 10 years later, he still gets killed. If they first sentence him, and then 10 years later they caught him, he still gets killed because he's already a bar chiyuva. Says Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Noach shebeit Hashem. Interesting halacha, and we had this in Rambam yesterday, 2 days ago. Ben Noach shebeit Hashem. If a goy, let's say as a goy, cursed Hashem, which his punishment is knife, a sword, sayiv. The Yachar Kachnas guy then became Jewish, and as a Jew, if he do the Veda right now, what would he get? He would get Skila. So since the punishment is different, and the laws of the modus operandi, how you sentence somebody in a Jewish court with two witnesses and Hasra, which does not apply to a Goyish court, therefore, Potter, he is Potter. Why? The din is different. Because before, an Eid Echa is enough, and even a relative, and one dying is enough, and no warning. But now you need all that. And Misasa, the Misa is very different, because a guy gets killed with a sword. And now you'll get skiller. So therefore, you're no longer the same person. You walk away scot-free. Because the punishment right now, the punishment that you deserve, which is a Sayif, does not include what the punishment you get right now, which is skila. So therefore, our hands are tied.
Judgment is not applicable anymore.
Yeah. Supporting Rabbi Chanina, we learned Borach if he fled. Actually, it's not Mishnah. Actually, he fled before the Gemara Din. But then, by the time they caught him, already over 33 months. Potter. My time. What's the reason? Lamashun. I mean, Hoyel the Ishtin. Because you say another what? That since he changed, there's different. What are you talking about? Nothing to do with it. Shiny Hawk is different. The E of it has to love back totally. If he would do it right now, he'd be totally exonerated. Over there, in the case of Chanina, as a Yid, if he was a God, forget, his punishment is even worse. So maybe we should give him, administer him the punishment he got when he was a guy. Over here, if they would charge him right now, he'd walk away scot free because he's over 13 years old in 3 months. So Toshma, coming here, another ayah. It says, Imish Nigma Dina, it's in our Mishnah. Once the Bezin hands down sentence, Baruch, he fled. And they caught him only afterwards, later, many years later. So again, so what do we see from here? That even though he changed, nonetheless, we're going to give him the same punishment. So that's not a kasha. Nigma dina kamrit. Here they gave a gemar din. They already gave a sentence. Nigma dina gavra ketilu. He's already a man that deserves to be killed. Exactly. Toshma kamne. Another ayah. Ben noy akasha abchanina. Ben noy chagoy shehikes chavedo that hit his friend. Uboaleches chavedo. He had relations with a friend's wife, which is again you get sayy. Ben his guy then became Jewish. Potter. It was Potter. He's potter, because he's no longer, because if a Yid would have done it with a Goyish wife, you don't get killed. What about, so therefore, since right now, if he would have done it, he would be totally, he would be exonerated, so therefore, we can't kill him. But what about Osa Kain be Yisrael? If he did it with a Yiddish married woman, and now he's a Yid, if he did it with a married woman, he'll also get killed. He's been this guy that became Jewish, Chai Yichai. So what does he claim from here? That even though he changed, he became now a Yid, he's still going to give him the punishment, even though he did it as a Goy. So what's Rabbi Chanina saying that a Ben Noach was Megadif, and then he became a Yid? We're no longer going to punish him because the Dinim changed. Here we see clearly that even though the Dinim changed, he's now a Yid, we're going to still punish him the same punishment he would have gotten as a Goy. Am I why? Name a Hoyle, the Ishtin, the Ishtin, the change. And what changed? The changes that the Dinim are different. Here we need 3 judges, or 23 judges. And here we need Eidus, and I still don't know that. Says the Gemara, you're right, the Din changed, but the Misa did not change. So what answers? Ishtan, the Din, the Misa, we need that both should change. The Din and the Misa. But hi, Din, the Ishtin, the Misa, the Ishtin. Because what does a Yid get for adultery? He gets Chenek. And what does a goy get? Saif. Now, Sayyif is stricter than Chenik. So Sayyif, every stricter form of punishment includes the lenient one. So therefore, since we're going, if we give him Chenik right now as a Yid, it is Sayyif included Chenik. So therefore, it's as if he got the punishment that he deserves. So that's why the Misa hasn't changed. We're going to kill him. Sorry?
Is that like Komla Dramman?
It's
because it's more Chomor, therefore it's
includes that plus. Says Gemara, one thing. That only works if you hold that Sayyif is stricter than Chenik. Let's say in the case of murder, Mikara Sayyif. What I just told you right now is I skipped two lines. Right now, the Gemara thinks they get exactly the same actual punishment. So in the case of he hit his friend or he murdered him, okay, for murder, as a goy, what do you get Sayyif? And what is the punishment for Yid murder? That's the only thing you get Sayyif. Is Retzeach Mikara Sayyif, Bahashta Sayyif. So therefore, the Misa didn't change. Ella, H, the married woman, me caught a Saif before he got Saif, Ahashta Chenik, now he gets Chenik, different Misa. So first thing we're answering is Benayid Hamaros, so we're talking about a girl that was engaged. Remember, learned before that since a Goy does not have the concept of engagement, what is the punishment if he does an Yiddish woman? The same as a Yid. So he gets exactly the same punishment by Benayid Hamaros, a girl that was engaged. A 12-year-old took 12 and a half that was engaged. The Yid of Yidib is killer. So the Marabah Asa came be Yisrael, Dumidash Chavedim, we're talking about a married woman. And by married woman, by Yid, you get Chenik, and by Goy, you get Saif. It's not the same punishment. Elakala Bechamur Mezer Shaykh, as I told you before. That the Chenik is included in Saif. And because Chenik is included in Saif, therefore it's as if he's getting his punishment. Says Yimara Honichil Rabbana, makes sense according to Rabbana, that hold that getting punished with a sword is stricter than getting punished by strangulation. So therefore, including the Goy's punishment is also Chenik. Idamri Saif Chomer. El Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, the Amma Chenik Chomer. Shimon also Chenik is Chomer. Comes that as a Yid, he gets a stricter punishment. And as a Goy, he gets a more lenient punishment. So how can we give him anything right now? Ma'yikul meimer. Singmar says that if we give him right now, we give him right now Saif. Saif is if we give him right now Chenik. Chenik is stricter than Saif. As a Yid, he would only get Saif, and now he's getting Chenik, which is stricter. How can that be? Ma'yikul meimer. But we said before that the whole word is that Saif is stricter, according to Rabbanan. Saif is stricter. So therefore, if we give him Chenik, he's getting the punishment as a goy as well. But if you learn that Chenik is stricter, if you're giving a Chenik, then as a goy, this is not the punishment he's supposed to get. A goy will get Saif, and according to Rab Shimon, Saif is a weaker kind of punishment than Saif. So therefore, he's not getting the punishment as a goy. If you're going to give him Saif, because he's a Yid right now, but as a Goy, he doesn't deserve Saif. Chenik, and Chenik as a Goy, he gets Saif. Now, as a Yid, you give him Chenik. If we're going to give him Chenik now, Chenik is stricter than Saif, so he's not getting the punishment that he deserves, what he did, because when he did it, what was he? He was a Goy. As a Goy, he gets Saif. And according to Rab Shimon, a Saif is weaker than Chenik. So it comes out that he's not getting the punishment as a Yid that he should be getting. If we're going to give him the punishment he deserves, which is Saif, he's getting the weaker punishment. If we give him the punishment now, which is a Yid, which is Chenik, he's not getting the punishment that he should have gotten as a Goy when he did the crime. That's why he's Potter. So the Solochayri should be Potter, and yet he said here that he's Chai. Michael Meimer. So he answered up, Shimon Sovelo Ketori Menashe. He actually heard like Menashe. We learned before, Menashe disagrees. You say that all the punishment of the Goy is Saif. He says, "Call me some little chenek." He holds everything is chenek. Okay, makes sense now. But let's go back to the first case of murder. El Ratzeach Mikara Chenek. First, he got chenek. Vahash the saif. As a goy, he got chenek, and now he deserves saif. It is a saif. So, and according to saif, it's a step down.
It doesn't seem reasonable.
Sorry.
Just because he gets the weaker one doesn't mean it's not reasonable to let it go altogether.
Right. Yeah, because we can't. We don't know what to do with him. We don't know what to do with him.
The weaker one. Getting something.
Yeah.
The bottom line is he's dead.
So we answer. Kala bechamunim eshaychei. Since as a goy, he was supposed to get chenek, and now he's going to get saif. Chenek includes saif, so therefore he's all right. Lema Messiah, we actually bring a right him. It says, "What sorcha? What about a night of merosim?" If she committed adultery, which is her skill, and then what happened was, before she was brought to court, she became a begeris, where the punishment has been reduced. From she's no longer naida amorosa, she's a begeris amorosa, she only gets chenek. Tidim bechenek. She gets chenek like the din of today. Skiller, my time, why didn't she get skiller? Because since, she changed the laws, We don't look at it was at the time of the crime.
But Geddes, now she's a
Naira, exactly. She grew up, and by the time they brought her to Kedin.
So look, you can't use this logic then.
So what does that show? That if the time they brought him to court changed her situation, before she was a Naira, now she's a Geddes, we change the punishment. Over there, we change it to if she would do the crime right now, she would get this punishment. So surely over here, in the case of a Ben Noach, where since the dinim are altogether different and it completely changed altogether, it should be potter. Rabbi Yechon said that no, actually the punishment that if she committed the crime while she was a Naira, even though she was caught when she was a Begedis, we don't look at the ways today, we look at the way it was before when she was the Aveda. And that's how you should learn the Braisa. And therefore, Faket has no rights of Chanina from here. Maybe they would hold over here in the case of a Goy who became a Yid. Also, we look at the time of the Aveda, what was his punishment then, and that's the trial, that's how we should judge him. So you can't bring it right from here either way. Maybe actually over there she also get the punishment of a Goy, which is Sayyid. Mishnah. Ben said the murder is a chiddush. You know why? Because neither al shem sefer. We're going to punish him today, not because of the crime he did today deserves to be killed, but we're punishing him today what we think will do at the end. Yom uzakai. We'd rather him die an innocent person, while yom is chayvish, and not die a guilty person. Shemisasin shall rishayim. When a rasha gets killed or dies, hanor lehen. Best thing for them to stop it through avedus, and the hanor leilim. The whole world benefits. Nobody sheds a tear. But a tzaddik, if a tzaddik passes away, ra lehen is bad for them. They can no longer do mitzvahs. And v'ra lo elam is bad for the whole world, because we benefited from the tzaddik and no longer we're benefiting. Yayin v'sheina, if they drink a lot of wine and they sleep. And Rashi says the reason why if a tzaddik passes away is bad, because when a tzaddik is alive, he's megin on the world. That means every time the Eishah wants to punish them, he davens and he protects the Eden. It's not just that he's a good, he teaches them and he learns them, as Rashi says as well, but he's meginin al deir, he protects them. And he's mechiach this. Anyway, back to now. Wine and sleep. Little shayim, for the shayim, hanol, and they're enjoying the wine and the sleep. But not learn how would benefit. Cold man, they're asleep. They're not doing any bad. The tzaddikim, if tzaddikim drink too much wine, inebriated and asleep, but ralehen, they're harming themselves. They're not learning Torah. And v'ralo ilam, we're not benefiting from them while they're asleep and they're intoxicated. So Rashi is interesting. Why is it ralo ilam? So Rashi says, he looks like two lines at the bottom. How does a tzaddik protect the world? Says Rashi. Before Rashi said a tzaddik protects the world. Now Rashi says, you know how? It's just when they're learning Torah, they're protecting on the hard doid. Ukeshehein is battling, and when they're not learning Torah, he's put on his balaylam. Just to tell you they're learning. And let's continue. Where are we? Pizur. Okay. Pizur little shayin. When the shayin don't get on with each other, fighting each other, hanol lehen. They're enjoying it. They're enjoying it because each one thinks he's a big shot. He's going to run the whole world. But not the whole world benefits. While they're so preoccupied fighting with each other, they have no time for the rest of the world. All the tzaddikim, tzaddik chas v'shalom, don't get on with each other. Ra lehen, they're not learning from each other. And v'ra lo'ilam, bad for the world. Kinois and Rishayim, when Rishayim get together, ra lehen v'ra lo'ilam, bad for them because the Rishayim are joining together, and it's bad for the world. All the tzaddikim, if tzaddikim get together, have a kinos. Hanol lehen, they're enjoying, they're learning from each other, and hanol lo'olam. Sheket l'shoyim, if l'shoyim are peaceful, ra lehen is bad for them because they can sit and do all the terrible avedis, and ra lo'olam, bad for the world because the l'shoyim can do what they want to do. But the tzaddikim, it's peaceful tzaddikim, is hanol lehen, they can learn hanol lo'olam. Says the Gemara, Tanya, quickly, it's easy Gemara. Tanya, we take lo'imer. V'chim p'neisha ochel zet tatima basa. This guy ate a tatima of meat. V'shasa chatzi lo yayno italki. Drank a little bit of Italian wine. Omra toida yeitzi lebezin li sokol, she kill him. We know exactly what's going to, how he's going to end up. How? The end will be that he was going to use up all the nechassim of his father. He'll drain the estate of his father. He'll continue looking for that to supplement, you know, whatever his appetite. Can't find it.
This is almost like you see drug addicted people now.
Exactly.
They steal everything from their families and then they go looking from other people.
Exactly. The Yoitze la Parashas Drachim, they go out on the fork of the road. Umelaste mesabrias, and they rob people. Omra Teide, Teide says, Yom Muzaka, Yom Zchai, they better die now before he kills people. All the Mepharshim asked the question, and I can't remember a good answer. So if we're worried that he's going to go, I mean, I give him answers, it's not great. If the whole worry is he'll turn into a murderer, what's the punishment for murder? Saif, as you said. And what are we doing with this Ben Sayyid murder? Skila. It doesn't make sense. So they say this is just what, this is the first Aveda murder. Then it'll be Mechal Shabbos, which is Skila, and then so on and so forth. He'll do Aveda Gav Chai Skila. So then it's a little hard to understand why Yomar doesn't then include that as well. Anyway, so this is a long line of Avedas that he's going to attack. So Yomar Vaiter, Yom Zakav, Yom Zakav, let me die while he's still innocent. Shemi Sosin, Shalir Shoyim, Shoyim, die. Hanor Lehem, Hanor Le'olam. So we don't want him to die Chai when, and let him die now. And when he dies now, this guy's a Rosh, the whole world's happy. But tzaddikim, how tzaddikim die? Ra lehem v'ra le'olam. Bad. The Chal Mishnah. Sheina v'yayin, sleep and wine. Interesting. In our Mishnah, it says first wine and then sleep. So we're talking about a sleep that comes as a result of wine. Here we're talking about stam, sleeping and doing nothing, a lazy good for nothing. Is the shayim for the shayim? Hanor lehem, they're enjoying it. V'hanor le'olam. While they're asleep. Tzaddikim ra lehem v'ra le'olam. Sheket l'rishayim is ra lehem v'ra le'olam. It's tzaddikim hanor lehem v'ra le'olam. Pizur, where they don't get on, l'rishayim hanor lehem v'ra le'olam. Each one can do his own fiefdom. The tzaddikim is ra lehem v'ra le'olam. And he misses the last part about kinnis. I guess he couldn't imagine that all the rabbis will give a get together. So, stop right here.